Welcome to the Stand Up To Anxiety podcast. I'm your host, Lucy J. Smith, and I'm here to help you with your own anxiety after my struggles. This podcast is full of practical, simple tips and techniques to help you stand up to anxiety. For more support, resources, and to become a member of the Mental Wellness Club, please go to my website, lucyjsmith.com. In today's episode, I'm going to talk all about how to have a daily gratitude practice. So gratitude is something that is just part of my daily life now. It's something that I absolutely love doing, something that I find really powerful, and something that has become a part of my relationship as well and my friendships. So today I'm going to talk about a few different ways you can add it into your day. All of these can just be done without any effort, without much energy, without much time. So don't feel like you're going to be spending an hour every night talking about gratitude, because we don't have an hour every night, let's be honest. So it's just going to be really subtle ways you can add it into your day. So the first one is to focus on gratitude. Literally as simple as that, throughout your day, think thoughts of gratitude. So when something nice happens, you can just think to yourself, oh, that was really nice. I'm really grateful for that. I'm grateful for that person for saying this, or I'm grateful for that person for doing that. Just thinking those gratitude thoughts, and where like possible, and where relevant, you can actually express your gratitude and say thank you to that person, and maybe just tell them how grateful you are, how much you appreciate them, how much they're helping you, for example. Just make sure that you say those thoughts of gratitude to people where necessary as well, because people love to be thanked. You may also find that people begin to thank you a lot more in return. People begin to express their gratitude for you, and obviously that's a lovely feeling as well. So just throughout your day, wherever possible, think gratitude thoughts and say grateful things, like express your gratitude to people where possible. And then the last thing is to journal. So I journal every single night, on and off. I mean, I say every night, 25 times out of 31, if you listen to my last episode for January. So basically you can then focus on gratitude in your journal, and you can think about five things that you're grateful for, actually writing them down. And then when you've done that, you can then reflect on that gratitude and think about the things that you're grateful for every single day. Just a couple of extra things that you can do. You can do a gratitude jar. So this is something you can do as a family, where you create a jar, you get some post-it notes, you can write down things that you're grateful for. This is something that's really nice to look back at the end of the year. So maybe as a New Year's Eve sort of tradition, you can then go back through it, look at all the things, reflect on the things you had to be grateful for the whole year. Another thing that can be nice is to write down notes of gratitude. So if someone's done something nice for you, leave them a note and thank them. And again, this is something they'll find really, they'll really appreciate, they'll really like, and it can boost your mood as well by expressing that gratitude. So I hope you found that really useful, and I'll speak to you in the next episode. Thank you for listening. I hope you really enjoyed this episode. Please subscribe so you don't miss future episodes. And if you love this podcast and find it useful, please leave a review. I absolutely love reading them so much. Head over to my website to stay in touch, lucyjsmith.com.